This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
On call. So your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and life coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272, or send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I hope you're ready for this. I'm not sure exactly where to start, but I have a burning headache all the time. It's not a headache. It doesn't ache. It just burns, and it does it. That it has gone for years and years and years. It was actually back when I was a kid, I was diagnosed with ADD because of that, and put on all the different Cialert and Ritalin and Adderall and all everything like that when I was younger. And by the time I was in college, I was kind of done with those things. And finished college, I swam through my adolescence all the way through college. Always struggled with energy, though I could, I could short term, I could do just about anything. Now, as I've grown older, I'm 38 now, there are times where I decide to exercise, and I exercise pretty hard when I do, but again, it's mainly short term. After work, I'm just spent, and my head is burning so bad, it seems, as the day goes on, that there just isn't much left for anything else. And it does seem to affect my critical thinking as well. Now, there's no question that it does. So I feel like I'm just being dumbed down quite a bit. I have tried many, many, many things to proactively get better here, and it just brings on some victories, but mainly frustrations. I've since cut out a lot of what I used to eat, the general American diet. Now I'm into eating mainly vegetarian, healthy foods. I've gone to the Cushy Institute and tried macrobiotics, and when I did that, it seemed the symptoms just got worsened dramatically. The burning would get worse and worse, and the energy would be worse, and everything. I don't know exactly why, but I tried that for several months, and I also went to another doctor in Cleveland, and he did a panel of heavy metal testing, and I was on chelation because he found a little bit more mercury than he was comfortable with, and I went through all that and took vitamins and everything else. But that's kind of where I am. I still have a burning headache, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
Okay. Well, I talked to you about this a little bit. When you're dealing, Alan, with a situation like this where you've had a burning headache and it's gotten worse, they've done, chelation, it seems to, have gotten worse, and the heavy metal tests they've done, really didn't show a whole lot. So you're looking at a couple things. Remember, the body's integrated, so you've got three different sides to what's called the health triangle. You've got the mental side, you've got the chemical side, and you've got the structural side. The mental side has to do with your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. And it's important. It's just as important as the other sides as well. And a lot of times in healthcare and in medicine, you tend to look at, just one of the sides. And a lot of times it's strictly on the chemical side. So you have to focus on all three. So you got the mental side. The chemical side is mostly how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells. It's also how the body functions physiology, as far as your heart, your liver, your lungs, your kidneys, chemically how the body's working. And then the structural side the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, and all the acupuncture meridian points. Now, the burning headache on a regular basis, which I know is frustrating, especially when you're not getting answers that you've been looking for, but a burning headache typically comes from the structural side. It comes from the nerves that come out of the base of the neck a lot of times, or even the cranial nerves can be affected, but a lot of times it's the nerves that come out of the back of the neck, and the nerves actually go into and throughout the head, throughout the skull, and can create issues and cause tension headaches. And the burning can come from C1 and C2. Those are the first two cervical bones within the neck. So there's a barrage of things that could cause the burning. And that's what the route that I would go, actually. I would look and I would get with a couple specialists. A couple that come to mind would be either a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. One of those two doctors will be able to help you on the structural side of things, be able to figure out if there's nerve involvement that can be corrected. Now, going to a neurologist would be helpful as well. That doesn't sound like it would be anything that would be surgical, and of course medications would only put a Band-Aid over the situation. So that's kind of my thoughts and my opinion on the matter. Now, I know it's frustrating. What you can do, being that you're, you know, been vegetarian, what you can do is you want to increase your proteins. Now, I realize you being vegetarian that that might cause an issue, but if you at least do fish and eggs, I would be okay with that. The reason being is when you have any type of potential neurological issue within the body, then you want to make sure that you're getting high-quality proteins and you get plenty of the omega-3 fatty acids. Why? Because both of those can help reduce inflammation in the body. Whenever you've got that burning or shooting type issues, wherever it is throughout the body, especially with headaches, you want to make sure that you have plenty of lean quality proteins that are helpful so the body can regenerate good new healthy cells. And then you also want to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats help support the nervous system. So it's important to do that. Come off of all cows, milk, dairy, all grain products. And what I mean by that is anything with wheat flour, as far as, you know, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and things of that nature. You want to come off of all those for a period of time, not forever, but for about 6 to 8 weeks. Vitamin B6, there's different versions of vitamin B6, but you want to make sure you do the one, it's called pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, a liquid version is always the best. It's going to absorb much better. It's called an activated vitamin, and it's been shown to help with any type of shooting nerve or neuropathy type pain or headaches. So that's something to definitely look into. Usually there's a B6 deficiency, a P5P deficiency when you're dealing with those burning type headaches that you've been struggling with. So there's a couple things to do. And I would start doing goat's milk yogurt. Here's why. The galactose milk sugar that is in goat's milk. And by the way, when I said dairy, I meant cow's milk dairy for sure. Goat's milk dairy is okay. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And the galactose milk sugar that's in the actual goat's milk is what supports the myelin around the sheath. It's a myelin sheath. It's the supportive tissue network. It's a sheath, almost like saran wrap, around each nerve. If that starts breaking down, that's one of the issues that you can have when you deal with burning and things like that. So that's something that you can do on a daily basis that's easy to do, and it comes from, obviously, a very natural perspective to support the body, giving the body back what it needs. Remember this. Unless you've had some kind of major trauma or there's a major genetic involvement, which about 15 to 20% of all conditions have a genetic involvement, most issues that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So when it comes to our health, usually it's the things that we do, our lifestyle choices, like, again, unless it's genetics or some kind of trauma, that leads us into where we are. And so if we can make some radical changes in our life, we can see the radical results that we're looking for in our daily lifestyle and in our overall health. So hopefully that will encourage you. Get started on that. Let me know how things are going. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Let's go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
I wanted to ask about a detox. I have tried the Master Cleanse before, but I wanted something that maybe wasn't quite so drastic, and I also wanted to know if that would help with I wake up in the middle of the night and I have trouble going back to sleep, and I was going to see if maybe a detox would help that.
Well, there's a couple ways that you can detox that work really well. One is to make sure that you eat a certain way on a regular basis, and then also what you want to do as far as you want to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Of course, that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And I know the Master Cleanse or Super Cleanse, they cause it's a good thing to do for about 3 to 5 days. However, there's other ways to do that. There's using oral chelation, which I'm a big fan of. You can do chlorella, and you can do about 1 to 2,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Another great way that I have all our patients do is that you want to make sure you fast 1 day a week. One of nature's best ways and one of our own ways of letting the body cleanse itself. If you do that on a regular basis, you pick 1 day a week, say it's Tuesday or Wednesday of every week, and you do what's called a partial fast. So you'll eat dinner, and it doesn't matter when you eat dinner the night before. You can eat at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, as late as you want, and then don't eat again until the next evening dinner. So you're sleeping most of the time that you're fasting, and then you go through the next day, but you're giving your digestive chance to rest. And you're also allowing all the toxins and things in the body to be in release and come out. And so you can eat dinner again the next day at 4 or 5 o'clock. It's not about doing it exactly 24 hours. It's just about a process. And it's about setting up a routine that you get into on a regular basis that helps the body detox. A lot of times we think that detoxification is this event that, you know, we go through and we're going to detox the body, and we're going to do it for 10 days, or we're going to fast for 21 days, or we're going to fast for 40 days, or we're going to stick patches on our legs, and it's called pull out toxins. I mean, whatever it is, but really detoxing happens every day. Our body has a system called the lymphatic system. When we walk, when we exercise, the way God designed the body, the lymphatic system goes everywhere throughout the body. It's our natural detoxification system. So when we sweat, when we work out, when we walk, our body's in a constant state of releasing toxins. And so I'm a big fan of letting the body do it as natural as possible, rather than being on a mission to detox. Because if you can facilitate your body every single day doing what it's already attempting to do and just helping that process along, that tends to be the best approach. And that's what we've seen best clinically with patients as well. So don't fall into, you know, one cleanse is better than the other, or, you know, this program or protocol is better. It's better to just have a good basic plan that you do on an ongoing basis, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, ridding the body of inflammation on a regular basis, you know, coming with it, have a good exercise routine, getting plenty of rest, knowing that you get good sleep before midnight, because the hours that you get before midnight are worth so many more than after. And, you know, just coming up with a good regimen, drinking plenty of water and things like that. perfect for detoxing the body, because your body's already doing that every day. That one day a week fasting is something that we have implemented with a lot of patients, and it works very well because you can put it into your weekly regimen. It's something you look forward to. It gives you a break, and you'll notice that you don't really start feeling bad on those fast days. You know, in the beginning, you'll be a little tired, and you want to drink plenty of water, and you can drink chicken broth or beef broth, because it has a lot of sodium in it, good sodium, that will help build up and strengthen your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands, and that'll be a great thing to get started with. But you'll notice that you don't really get tired. And as the body begins to detox itself on a regular basis, you'll start having more energy on a regular basis. You'll notice that your digestive tract works much better, and you'll be feeling better, and your body will be working better, and all those toxins, even excess fungal infections, yeast-related issues within the body, heavy metals, they'll start coming out, they'll start cleansing out, and you'll just start feeling like a brand new person. So that's kind of my take on that. And on those fasting days, if you want to do probiotics, I encourage that. Just don't do a lot of supplements. Don't really put a whole lot of anything in during those days. Let your body just kind of chill out. Give it a rest. And it's one of the best ways, even that we've seen with all, I mean, if you've got cancer, if you've got some serious issues, then IV chelation, hands down, is one of the best things to do. So a couple of things. And lymphatic massages are good, by the way. A good massage therapist that's licensed, really knows what they're doing, can help facilitate your own lymphatic system to push out your own toxins. That's another great thing to do about once a week. Okay, thanks so much for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You need a new prescription for your life and sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're listening to On Call. Let's go to Marshall. Hi, Marshall. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about tremors in my hands.
Okay.
As a result, I got some more history from my mother, and she told me that ever since I was a little child, I've had them. She's currently on Inderol, 30 milligrams of that a day. She usually takes part of it in the morning, in the middle of the day, and then at night to keep it constant in her system. I recently went to the doctor today, actually, and got some blood work done, and this is a physical all-around checkup.
Good.
And I kind of talked to my doctor about it, and he's gonna check the blood, and I'll be able to tell tomorrow if there's any abnormalities or anything like that in my blood as far as all my organs go.
Okay.
I just wanted to hear your thoughts on maybe any food diets or anything I can do naturally to help this process.
Well, when you've got constant issues with, you know, with the jittering and kind of shakiness, there's several things you can do. You want to make sure you're managing your serotonin levels, but I would really recommend that you look into GABA. GABA is a neurotransmitter, a brain chemical that helps reduce that type of activity. It's actually an inhibitory neurotransmitter that's very potent and very powerful. About 50 milligrams of that before bed can make a big difference, but the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's going to be your foundation, I believe, as we talked before. So that's what I would stick with for now. Let's get the blood results, and then we can see and go from there. Thanks for the call. You're listening to On Call, 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is denying a New York Times report that he asked the former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of the case involving his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Matt Whitaker told Congress the president never pressured him to intervene in the Mueller investigation or any other. The Times reports the president asked Whitaker to replace the man overseeing the New York-based prosecution of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's more fake news.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says the former acting AG must come back to, quote, clarify his testimony. A House committee is launching an investigation into whistleblower claims that White House officials wanted to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. This was despite objections from national security and ethics officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Are open this hour to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. I'll kick this segment off and go with Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up?
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I listen to the program all the time, and Yeah, well, I'm probably about 5'6", 250, and got me one of these trainers now, you know, at the local gym. Guy does a lot of, what do they call it, blood work, where they look for food allergy. He thinks that, you know, my lack of energy might be food related. And I didn't know, you know, what you thought about that. He wants to do some, you know, blood test, but in a doctor. Who knows, you know, I don't know. You know, he was interested in this stuff, and I want to get your opinion.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think that you need to do as much testing as possible to figure out exactly where the lack of energy is coming from. And it can come from a multitude of areas. That's why getting blood tests done. That's why doing food sensitivity testing is important. You know, just saying, well, I'm just tired, or, well, I'm getting a little older and I guess I'm just losing energy, that's not really a good answer, because the body, yes, it changes. But it doesn't have to change for the worse. It can actually change for the better as we get older. So when you're dealing with energy levels, there's a couple of things. The first thing you want to rule out are food allergies, and that's very common. And the best way to do that, come off the top two foods that cause food allergies. One is cow's milk, dairy, and the other one is our wheat products. So anything with grains, as far as pastas, breads, cereals, crackers, those sorts of things. If it has flour in it, I would avoid that for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then the anti-inflammatory diet, it's the overall whole body approach to health. You've got the mental side, which is our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. You've got the chemical side, which is basically how your body takes the foods that you eat every single day, turns them into either good cells or bad cells, and that's going to do one or the other. So remember, fried chicken and processed food makes processed cells. You've got good, healthy, organic food going in your body, you're going to make good, healthy, organic cells, the way the body works. But the body can't control what you put inside your mouth. Only you can. So we all know that. So it's important to get started. But yeah, you know, food allergies are important, but the blood work's going to show a lot too. Get a full, extensive amount of blood work done from your primary care physician. Tell them you want to get all your anemias checked. So, because a lot of times lack of energy can be due to low amounts of iron. And also B12. B12 is really important. There's two tests you want to make sure your physician runs. One is called methylmalonic acid, or MMA. As you start progressing, and you will, and as you start making these great efforts and making these radical changes every single day, eating differently, exercising, moving differently, then your body's going to make some serious changes. However, when you get into it, you're going to see that with your energy levels, you have to take care of your adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands. These two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and there's two of them, and you have to manage them. A lot of times our adrenal glands get burned out just by our lifestyles and, you know, overly stressed, working more than, you know, the typical 40 hours a week, which now most Americans are working 50 to 55 hours a week, and really pushing the envelope pretty hard. And to build up your adrenal glands, a couple things will help. Natural vitamin C has been helping for years, been known to help build your adrenal glands. You've got to come off the caffeine and the coffee. And you can switch to green tea, though. Green tea has a small amount of caffeine in it. It works very well, and it doesn't cause the negative effects. It actually has a lot of antioxidants in it that can help the body. But when you're dealing with the adrenal glands, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, and also vitamin C, you want to do a dose together in the morning and in the afternoon. It helps give you more energy, builds up your body, and helps you press through the day. Instead of just stimulating your adrenal glands and putting a Band-Aid over them, it helps build them up. It helps keep them healthy long term. That's what you want to do. So there's several things. If you're looking for energy and the route to go to look for that, the testing is important. Your lifestyle changes are important. At the end of the day, you are going to be the one in charge of your own health, and it's about taking responsibility. And so that's what we're here to help you do. The book will help you do that. We're here on the show. We can help you do that. And, of course, you can always email me. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Jim. I think, Jim, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have an embarrassing problem. Any time that I eat bacon or pork products, I get about half an hour afterward, and, I mean, it's simple to say don't eat them. The problem is that for lack of a better word, my bowels start to move, and there ain't nothing I can do to stop them. I can squeeze, I can, you know, huff, and I can run to the bathroom, but generally, most of the time, I don't make it, and there's it's a mess. What can you do for me?
Well, what do you think I'm going to tell you?
I don't know.
Stop eating pork. Let me tell you why.
Well,
no, but I'm serious. Let me tell you something. Let me give you my dissertation on pork and shellfish, okay? And you can make your own decision. Well, it doesn't surprise me that your body's rejecting the pork. If you eat something the body doesn't want, it will do what it can to get rid of it, whether it's throwing up, whether it's diarrhea, whatever it is, the body's going to try to get rid of it. Pork contains a lot of parasites. It contains worms. It is really, really tough on the system. Very hard on the body. Matter of fact, pork and shellfish were never designed for food. Whenever you're eating something, always ask yourself the question, was this designed to be eaten? Okay, so when you look at a donut, was it designed to be eaten? Probably not. Now, man made it to be eaten, but was it good for you? Probably not. A potato grows out of the ground. Was it meant to be eaten? Yes. You know, things like that. Those are the questions you have to ask yourself. Broccoli, salad, and vegetables and fruits. Those were meant to be eaten. Now, look at the design of a pig and look at the design of shellfish. Here's my dissertation. I don't get on my high horse every now and then, but for this, it's important. It's important for you to understand about foods and what they can do to the body. So the way the pig was designed, it was designed so it would go and it would clear off the slop and the grime and the muck on the ground. Okay? The reason, so that an animal like a cow would have clean grass to graze on. And that's pretty typical. So that's why the pig was designed. It was designed for that very reason. And of course, the shellfish, the same thing. Shellfish like clams and shrimp and oysters, things like that, they were designed to suck the toxins out of the ocean water so that other fish would have clean water to swim in. Matter of fact, a lot of scientists, when they want to measure the toxicity of a certain water, a body of water, or certain areas of water, they go in and they inject needles into clams and into shellfish, and they can actually measure the toxicity of the water based on those creatures because they actually suck and keep the toxins in them. So when you eat these kind of foods, then you're eating toxic food. You're not eating clean food. You're not eating food that's meant to be designed to bring health to your body. You're eating foods that will take literally health out of your body. And there's studies upon studies where pork is not beneficial. So with all the foods that are out there, you know, to give up pork and shellfish are a big one. And I talk about that in my book. You'll see that. It's in there. You know, make your own decisions. I don't want to be the food Nazi for anybody, but I'm just showing you on research and things that I've found, and we found the foods that create inflammation that cause the body more harm than it does good. Pork is one of those, and also shellfish. So, you know, if you're asking me what should you do, I'm not going to tell you to take digestive enzymes and some other things to help your body digest it, because your body's telling you that it doesn't want it. And there's a reason for that. Listen to your body. It's one of the smartest gifts that God's given us. There's an internal tuition, and the body's got its own physiological intuition, where it will accept things that it wants to accept, and it'll reject things that it wants to reject. And I'm telling you, if you're eating pork every time, going to the bathroom where you can't even control your bowels, but if you eat a nice steak and vegetables, you can control your bowels all day long, that's telling you right there. It's just good old common sense. Drop the pork, drop the bacon, forget it. Your body doesn't need it, and it's not benefiting your health. It's actually going to ruin your health more than anything. So that's my little take on that. And that will help you, by the way. Get my book, Empowering Your Health. Read through it. See if it makes some sense to you. I think it will. Because our goal here is to empower your health so you can live the life you were designed to live, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Elizabeth from Atlanta, Georgia, writes, I've never had allergies in my life. Then I turned 40. And on my birthday, I wake up with chronic congestion. Is this possible? Yes, it's possible to have congestion and allergies anytime. You live in Atlanta, Georgia. I used to live there. It's one of the key places, along with Tennessee, for seasonal allergies. The best way to reduce allergy symptoms is to reduce histamine in the body by adding hydrochloric acid to all of your meals. The reason histamine forms is you don't break down your excess proteins. You've got to break down all your proteins. Then you won't deal with histamine. Hydrochloric acid with each meal, that'll do the trick. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. This is On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour to talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Kick this segment off and go with Diane. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I have irritable bowel syndrome. I've been struggling with this for months and months, and it seems like no matter what I eat or do, I still have this bloating and bother with constipation still occasionally.
So is it going back and forth?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been dealing with that, Diane?
I've been dealing with this for over a year now. And they told me to eat whole grains and vegetables, try to drink more water. I try to do all that, and it's still... Every time I eat, it seems like it just still bothers me.
Yeah.
I just want to get another opinion about it. You know.
Have you gone through anything stressful, Diane, in the last year? You said it kicked in about a year ago. Have you gone through anything real emotional in the last year?
Well, yeah. Well, a year or so ago, I had to give up my apartment, and I had a health problem that caused me to lose my job. It was a little bit of stress, but. Other than that, you know, it hasn't been anything, you know, real bad or nothing.
Okay. Well, let's talk about an action plan. I'm all about action. What can we do? Because you have to be proactive with your health. And, you know, you're losing your job, having a health issue that caused you to lose your job, that right there is enough to cause anybody to be stressed out. And with women, especially, you know, security is the number one issue. And so when you lose your job and you go through a stressful time, it can cause issues like IBS. A lot of times if you internalize things, that's where it goes, is into the digestive tract. So a couple things you can do. Whole grains definitely would not go that route. That's going to flare up irritable bowel syndrome more than anything. So you want to come off the grains, come off of dairy. Being cow's milk dairy, I would do plenty of goat's milk dairy, though. You can do goat's milk yogurt. It's great for your digestive tract. It will help all the issues that you're struggling with right now. So I would encourage that. But it's more than just fruits and veggies. You want to have a well-balanced plan. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk about the anti-inflammatory diet. And you want to make sure that you get a well-balanced eating plan together. And it's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. The good healthy fats are the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados, and things of that nature. put together a good plan so that you're eating that way. Okay, it's going to be real important that you do that, because with IBS, you are what you eat. And that's really with any other health challenge, whether it's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, or whatever it might be. When you're dealing with IBS, I mean, that's a precursor to going all the way to Crohn's disease, which is a place you do not want to go. And with you dealing with this for a year, there's several things we're going to need to do. Now, the indigestion and things like that, those are easy to take care of, but you're going to have to make some radical changes. And what I would encourage you to do, get started on that anti-inflammatory diet. Why? Because you have to remove inflammation from the digestive tract so you can remove it throughout the body. Food is the greatest drug we have. Remember that. So it's important. That's the little baby steps, these little daily steps that you want to start with. Start there. Foundational four supplements, really easy. Good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food. Cod liver oil, a tablespoon a day. With you, I would do 2 tablespoons a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And then also, you want to make sure that you do probiotics. About 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach will lay a good foundation out for you. Now, with IBS, you'll want to fast one day a week. You want to give your body a complete rest, your digestive tract a complete rest. And you want to do it from dinner to dinner. So you can have dinner in the evening, and then not eat again until the next evening. But you don't have to be militant about it. You don't have to wait, eat at 5 p.m. and then eat at 5 p.m. the next day. You can let it fluctuate a little bit. If you get hungry and you want to go ahead and eat at 3 o'clock, go ahead and do that. It's all about the principle of fasting and giving your body just that little bit of about an 18-hour window where it can have a break. You can do water, plenty of purified water, and drink chicken broth or beef broth during that process. And with IBS, it'll help give your body a break, and it'll help heal the digestive tract. 2 things you'll want to add. I would add L-glutamine, which is an amino acid. You want to do about 3 to 4 teaspoons of that daily. That'll help heal your digestive tract. And then also, I would look into aloe vera juice. 8 ounces in the morning and 8 ounces in the evening helps heal the gut lining and the digestive tract as well when you're dealing with something like IBS. IBS can be a real challenge, and we've seen a lot. I can't even tell you how many patients we've seen that struggle with IBS and have digestive issues. So I will tell you that the emotional component, the mental component, as we talk about in natural medicine within the health triangle, plays a big role in IBS. There's a huge mind-body connection. There's a big link there. And matter of fact, when you're looking at the whole body approach to medicine or healthcare, you have to include that. And it's not just one's more important than the other. The mental side is just as important as the chemical side is just as important as the structural side. The structural side, the bones, muscles, and the nerves that control every aspect of the body. Remember, the nerves are like the electric cords or the power cords. So everything has to be in balance. It's all about keeping the body in balance. If you'll do that, you're going to see great results with your health. But you have to make those changes. You can't stay doing what you're doing. Insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Follow these protocols and changes. Let me know how you're doing. You can always email me. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. This is On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank our producers in the booth. You call the show. We missed you. You always send me an email. I'll be back sooner than you think. In the meantime, remember, when it comes to your health, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, 80% of the health challenges you'll face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? You don't have to be your genetics. There's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.